tonight, Ephesians 6, 10 and 11. Here the Bible says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." So look at that again. So he says, finally, brethren, and he's been talking about a lot of different things here, but here he talks about the spiritual battles. He says, my brethren, so this is for Christians. He says, be strong, but not by yourself. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Aren't you glad we serve Almighty God? And it's not up to our power or our strength. We rely upon Him. We depend upon Him. We look to Him. And we live in Him. We have our being in Him. And then verse 11, he says, put on the whole armor of God. And of course, that begins, he goes on to talk about the armor, but he says, put it on. You got to put it on. Why? That you may be able to stand. And he says, stand against the wiles of the devil, the tricks, the trickery, the deception, the devices, all the games that the devil plays with us. We got to be able to stand up against all of those things. But we got to put on the armor like a soldier to do that, right? So again, I'm talking about the basics for Christian living. And this is, again, for saved people. This is for Christians. This is not necessarily evangelistic. I believe most of us here tonight would say we're saved and have been saved. And this is for people who know they're saved. People that know they're saved, people who are growing in the Lord, and people who desire to continue to grow in the Lord. Amen? And I think that's the crowd I'm talking to tonight. I hope last year you continued to grow in the Lord. I hope you have a desire to grow in the Lord even more this year. There are too many people who have said what we call the sinner's prayer, but have never followed through on that to grow in the Lord. And that bothers me. Whenever I talk to the folks like this, people tell me they don't know if they're going to go to heaven or not, but I give them the gospel and then I talk about receiving Christ and they say, well, I did that a long time ago. But they never followed through on that prayer. They never followed through. So sometimes we wonder, did we just say a prayer or did we actually trust Christ for salvation? Sometimes folks praying a prayer may not be much different than somebody getting christened as a baby in a Catholic church. I know those who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, but the Lord knows the heart, right? And God knows whenever a person is sincerely confessing and repenting and turning from their sin to Christ. So, we're talking about people who follow through. So that's the real Christian life. That's what the Bible teaches, is follow through. The Bible teaches discipleship. Now, I'm not saying some of those folks aren't saved. I'm not saying that at all. I've known a lot of people that I think might have been saved, but they didn't get in the Word, they didn't get in church, and they didn't grow like they needed to. Now, again, that's up between them and God. I don't know. But I do know a lot of people that have followed through, right? And I have no doubt about their salvation or their walk with God. We talked last week about Enoch. He walked with God. He pleased God. When you know somebody like that, there's no doubt. Amen? So let's strive to be an Enoch. Let's strive to grow in the Lord and walk in the Lord and please the Lord and continue in. A new Christian needs to get in the Bible, stay in the Bible. Prayer, church, service. I said a new Christian. How about an older Christian? Never stop it. Amen? Never stop it. You can't stop it. We got to keep doing these things for the Lord. So let's recall some of the basics that we need, basic principles, if you will, that we need to continue in the Lord. So let me give you this one. Number one, I'll say this, be strong in the Lord, and I'll use the text that we started with right here. We need to, first of all, be strong in the Lord as far as basics for Christian living. We need to be strong in the Lord. And He tells us to be strong in the Lord. I can do all things, but it's got to be through Christ which strengtheneth me, right? So it's not be strong. That's the message we hear today. Be strong, just be strong. You got to be strong in Him, not in yourself. Have you ever tried to be strong in yourself as a Christian? How'd that go? That doesn't go too well, does it? We got to learn to be strong in the Lord. So we preach Sunday morning This is a marathon. It's a long distance race your Christian life is there from Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. But then this reminds us it's not only a marathon, which is a grueling race, it's also a warfare. And we have to put on that armor and we have to learn how to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. In other words, it calls for the help and the power of God. So you figured out, by the way, the real Christian life is not the easy one. Right? If you really live for the Lord, you learn the while you stand against the wiles of the devil. You find out the devil is attacking. Do you ever have a hard time at home, have a hard time in your marriage, and you're like, what in the world's going on this week? And you're asking your wife or she's asking you, what's wrong with you? I guess the devil got on my case this week or something. You have that battle going on all the time. Your children have it. Your parenting has it. You're trying to be a good Christian husband or wife. There's an attack. There's the wiles, the trickery, the deceptions, the attacks, if you will, of the devil. And you got to learn to be strong to stand against that, but you can't do it by yourself. And the more and more you try to do it in the flesh, the more and more you realize you can't do it by yourself, right? It's not in our might. It's not in our power. So the real Christian life is not an easy matter at all. Brother Bronnie was telling me he just recently got the Fox's Book of Martyrs and reading in that. I tell you, Christian life's not easy. You read those stories of those martyrs of the faith. It's in the Bible too, but you read it like that. Read the story of a person like John Bunyan or a Jim Elliot or a Corrie Ten Boom, and the list goes on and on. And maybe you didn't have any dramatic things like those people had, but you still have your own dealings with the world, the flesh, and the devil, right? And your temptations and your trials and the devil trying to tear you down all the time. And trials can wear us down. Have you ever had trials wear you down to the point that you wondered, God, you said you wouldn't put more on me than you can bear, but I'm really, really, I'm sorry, Lord, but I'm kind of questioning that right now. You probably have done that at times because those trials wear you down. And the Lord reminds you, you can't bear it unless you will be strong in His might. We bear up under it sometimes, but don't you like the fact that the Lord said there in Matthew 11, yoke up with Him, and His burden is light. Take the yoke of the Lord upon you so that you can deal with those things. Isaiah suffered a lot, but he also reminded us there in Isaiah 40, 31, those that wait on the Lord and before the Lord are the ones who get their strength renewed. And they find out it's not of me, nothing I can do, but wait before God. Get in the Bible, get in prayer, get in church, and hear from the Lord, and wait on the Lord, and wait before the Lord. And Lord, it seems like I'm supposed to be doing something. Waiting is doing something. Prayer is doing something, right? And that's how you get the strength that you need, that you're so weary in. And Paul, the apostle, learned about how to be strong when he was weak. It was the Lord strong in him. And that's the way it is for us as well. So what we have to learn, and I believe Isaiah 40, 31, and what Paul said right here in Ephesians 6, 10, I believe they go together pretty good. It's waiting on the Lord, it's trusting in the Lord, it's leaning on the Lord, it's calling on the Lord, right? You got to do it all the time. You got to do it every day. Every hour you need the Lord, right? A basic principle of the Christian life is be strong in the Lord. Not in yourself. You couldn't save yourself, and now you can't live the Christian life by yourself. It's got to be in the Lord. Let me give you this number two. Number two is this, a basic principle, be obedient to the Lord. Be obedient to the Lord. Let me give you this, John 15:3. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. Now, one of the wiles of the devil is to tell people the commandments of the Lord are very grievous or burdensome. I tell you what, you give your life to the Lord, you get saved, and you get serious about God, you'll never have fun again. I mean, does the devil tell? He tells people that all the time, and you probably have heard it from him too. You'll never have fun again. The problem is that fun that's in sin is destructive. And people don't understand that.
So we got to learn here to just be obedient to the Lord. He talked about His commandments there. And His commandments are not grievous. Now look, talking about the sinner's prayer and folks praying a prayer and never following through. You know, a lot of modern Christianity today is not what we used to know of as Christianity 50, 60 years ago. Which wasn't that long ago anymore, was it? But modern Christianity oftentimes doesn't believe the Bible, much less obey it. We're living a time today, folks, where people just say they're saved and say they're Christians, but they do what they want to do no matter what the Bible says. I mean, there are still some sins in the Bible, right? There are still some things Christian people ought not do, right? I mean, there's things our society ought not do, but I'm telling you, a lot of times people who name the name of Christ, well, I'm not going to say anything about it. That's up to them. You know, it's not my business. It's okay with me if that's what they want to do. But then sometimes it's like, well, I think God's okay with me doing this sin. Now, they won't use the word sin, but that's what it is, right? They want to live in sin. All you got to do is read your Bible, and it'll tell you what sins are. Amen? But I'm just saying, modern Christianity, a lot of it today is not, it has lost this thing of just obey the Bible. This book right here, folks, it is our rule of faith and practice. Isn't that what we used to call it? It's our rule of faith, that's our doctrine, and practice, that's our behavior. Christian conduct, it still ought to be a real thing, don't you think? Dr. Clarence Sexton, who just went to be with the Lord, he called the Bible our fixed point of reference. That was pretty good. I like that. In other words, it doesn't change. Well, culture changes, society changes, but God's Word doesn't. As a Christian, we're to live according to the Scriptures. Why do we preach it? The Lord gives us commandments, He said. And He said, keep My commandments and they are not grievous. But then the devil comes along and says, well, there's no fun in that. The devil comes along, the wiles of the devil say, it's not really that bad, like he told Eve. The Lord's really not going to punish you for that. The Lord's not going to chasten you for that. You're not going to hurt your testimony if you get involved in that. It's going to be okay. Who are we listening to? We can go right there to the Bible and find out these things. And if you're in the Bible, it'll step on your toes about some things you're doing, right? Spirit and attitude and sins that people are getting involved in. And he said there in this verse, 1 John 5:3, that's what I told you, right? 1 John 5:3. He talks about the love of God. Now, you know, our love for God is measured by and expressed by our obedience to God. Y'all believe that? Your love for God is measured by and expressed by our obedience to God. If we love Him, He said, we'll keep His commandments. And He said His commandments are not so bad. The devil says they are. God says, no, My commandments aren't that hard. It's not really that big a deal just to do what's right and to walk with God and to please God. It's not that hard. Just obey the Lord. So when the devil comes along, the wiles of the devil, the fiery darts of the devil are coming your way, and you've got these thoughts saying this is okay and this is okay. Well, I know what the Bible says. I know what my grandma always said. I know what the preacher always says. But I think God's okay with it. Did God change? That's the wiles of the devil, isn't it? Coming at, that's the culture. The world, the flesh, and the devil telling us, hey, it's going to be all right. You know, that's the time to just say, hey, I'm going to trust and obey the Bible, the Word of God. If the Bible said it was a sin 100 years ago, is it still a sin? Well, culture changed. Culture says it's different. The modern church oftentimes says it's really okay now. I mean, it's unreal what's happening in the name of churches. Somebody sent me something recently about some Methodist church somewhere and how they're telling their people, don't use the word husband or wife. That's kind of offensive to today's culture. At church. Aren't those Bible words? Anyway, you get my point, right? There's a lot happening. I'm just saying, I don't think I have to convince you that what's happening in modern Christianity today is oftentimes not just simple obedience to the Bible. It's obedience to the culture. and going along with the culture. So, basics for Christian living. Folks, be strong in the Lord. Be obedient to the Lord. Let me give you a third one. Number three, I'll say this. Be faithful and steadfast. Amen. Be faithful and steadfast. 1 Corinthians 15:58 and many others. The Bible tells us simply there, therefore, my beloved brethren. That's the resurrection chapter. My beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. He said, hey, look, we've got victory in Jesus, he said in verse 57. And then verse 58, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast. Don't you think God get to heaven is the Lord wants to say, well done, thou good and what? Faithful servant. You are steadfast. Those churches in Revelation talk about, every one of them talks about those who overcome, right? Overcome and get victory, and victory is our faith. So be faithful and steadfast. I think that's a basic of Christianity. You start out with the Lord, you continue with the Lord, right? You know, Christianity really, the Bible really gives no quitting time, does it? You say, well, we're going to rest in heaven. But truth of the matter is, I think when we get to heaven, we're just going to keep right on serving the Lord. Amen. Forevermore. We're going to have occupations in heaven. I do believe that. The Bible doesn't give any quitting time, but the Bible does tell us oftentimes not to faint. We were in Hebrews 12 the other day. Not to faint in your mind, because that's where the wiles of the devil are happening too, right? Garden of Gethsemane told the disciples, you stay here and pray. I'm going to go off here and pray. The Lord came back an hour later. Every time they're sleeping. They fainted in their minds. The wiles of the devil. The devil didn't want them praying. Doesn't want us praying either. You ever found out prayer might be the best thing to get to sleep with? I think the devil's around when that happens somewhere, right? I'm just saying. My point is, the devil will do anything and everything to keep you from prayer. It must be pretty important. To be faithful in your prayer, to be faithful in the Bible, to be faithful in church attendance, to be faithful in fighting the devil and fighting temptation, it is a fight. Therefore, we're told to be faithful and steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Bible characters, some of them gave out, didn't they? Amen, that's right. Because you're going to, yeah. Wake up and get and pick up right to where you left off. And every time you wake back up, just start off with the preacher, right? Okay, just go right back there and say, Lord, bless the preacher. Amen, I know. You know, these Bible characters, though, did some of them give out? I heard a great message Monday on Samson, you know, how, you know, at times, the Bible says there in Judges 13, the Spirit came upon him and moved him at times. You know, and a point was made there, folks, every church service isn't going to be that hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. The Lord's going to move at times, and then there's other times you just got to learn to be faithful and steadfast, right? Well, the Lord didn't move at church today like I wanted Him to or like I've seen Him in the past. Think I'll just quit going. No, no, no. The Lord moves at times and it is up to Him and His power and His control and His providence when He moves like that. But I want to be there when He does. Amen? Be faithful and be steadfast. God's going to use you. He used Samson. He'll use you too. But it may not be, you know, everyday fireworks type things, you know. Sometimes you just got to learn to walk with the Lord faithfully and be steadfast, even when it's not everything you want it to be. Some of them failed. Some of them gave out, but yet some of them persevered in great trials. I mean, we've got story after story, and the Bible says these stories are written for our admonition. Again, in Hebrews 12 the other day, you got that hall of faith there in chapter 11. Samson's in that, believe it or not. And all those people that are there. But then you get into chapter 12 and verse 1, and it says, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. They were faithful. Their stories are given to us, but their stories are there to inspire us to do it because now it's our turn. They had their turn. They did a great job. Thank God for it. But now it's your turn to be faithful and steadfast like they were. I'm glad for those examples in the Bible. Some examples say, I don't want to be like that. Some examples are, I do want to be like that one. I want to be a Joseph. I want to be a Daniel. I want to be an Apostle Paul, right? I don't want to be a Demas who forsook Paul for that, and the Lord for this present world. No, we want to be faithful. We want to be steadfast. Somebody said Babe Ruth is known for all those home runs, but he struck out 1,330 times. And the message was, keep swinging. Keep swinging, amen. We had a visitor here Sunday morning. I'll tell you this, we had a visitor here Sunday morning, and they told me Mike at Ace Hardware invited me to church. So that was Mike. I made sure I let Mike know, because he had just finished telling me like a week ago about how many people he invited to church and nobody ever comes. So he said something about, yeah, 1 in 1,000, right? Well, yeah. The point is, just keep going is what I was trying to say. Keep doing it, amen? You never know. You never know. Just keep swinging, right? Be faithful. Be steadfast. Don't look at the results all the time. Just God's looking at your faithfulness. It's not always going to be, cloud nine, fireworks, or whatever else. We just sometimes got to be faithful and steadfast. So be strong. Be obedient. Be steadfast and faithful to God. Let me give this. Number four. Be joyful and loving as well. Amen. Be joyful and loving. John 15, the Bible says, these things have I spoken unto you, Jesus said, that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Jesus said, be joyful and love one another. Be joyful and loving. Isn't that a part of Christian life as well? Now look, I already hit on some stuff, and I could have hit on it even harder and more. You need to do right, you need to live right, you need to dress right, you need to talk right, you need to act right, you need to behave right, you need to separate from the world, amen. Yeah, but you need to love people, love the Lord, and enjoy your Christian life too, amen. Get a proper balance in this thing. Now, I knew a preacher years ago, serious, stern, somber all the time. You know, a lot of people think that's, you know, you go to church, you don't smile. You know, I know another pastor that he taught me it was okay to laugh in church and enjoy it. Amen. And I like that contrast because I believe the Lord knew how to love and be joyful. He knew how to hate sin but love sinners, right? We might hate sin, but folks, we got to love the Savior, we got to love the saints, we got to love sinners, and we got to enjoy our Christian life even though there is sin all around us. This is basics of Christian living, right? Well, I thought I was supposed to just be serious and somber and stern all the time and condemning everything. That's not, look, the holiness of God, the judgment of God, yeah, that's important. But the Bible also says God is love. Jesus said, I want my love and my joy to be in you. Nehemiah talked about the joy of the Lord was his strength. Strength and unity for the people that were rebuilding that wall. We need to have that proper balance. Love and joy. Sure, yeah. Be obedient. Do right. Live right. Fight sin. Yeah, do that. Hate sin even. But love sinners. Hate your own sin. But love your Savior. And enjoy your Christian service. Enjoy what you do for God. Because, again, His commandments are not grievous. It's enjoyable serving the Lord. Amen? When people listen to the lies of the devil, that's where misery comes in. It wrecks and ruins their lives. But whenever you do the thou shalt nots in the Bible, you find out life goes a lot better. Amen? And it's much more enjoyable in the Lord. I like to meet Christians who have the joy of the Lord. Matter of fact, when I hear Christians talking and they're just ready to laugh and they're just joyful in the Lord, I'm thinking they've been walking with the Lord. Because Jesus said, I want my joy to be in you. The Lord was joyful. Oh, I thought Jesus was just always real stern and somber himself. No, he was joyful. He said he was. This year, learn to work on the joy. Everybody smile right now. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? Let's learn to be joyful in the Lord. Amen. So many things we can talk about. We ought to be joyful about. Are your sins forgiven? You're saved from hell. The penalty is gone. You're on your way to heaven. Ain't got anything to rejoice about? God hear and answer your prayer, and the Lord's going to sustain you and help you and be with you forevermore. Amen. We got a lot. You got brothers and sisters in Christ, and you in the family with the Lord. Got a lot to be joyful about. Thank God. We ought to be joyful and loving. So yeah, we can be strong. We can be obedient. We can be faithful. But we need to be joyful and loving as well in the Lord. And God will help us to do those things. Love each other. Edify, support, encourage, help each other. That, you know, I think that's a big part of the church family, isn't it? I said love the Savior. You know, learn to love the Savior. And we already said we'll obey the Lord if we love the Lord. And love sinners, love lost people, have a burden for that. But love and support and edify and help your church family too, your brethren in the Lord. They may not all come to church with you. You may be in your family, might go to another church, you might work with them. Hey, they're your brothers and sisters in Christ, right? Bury you one another's burdens. Pray for each other. Love each other. And be joyful towards each other. So strong and obedient and faithful and joyful and loving. And then number five is this. Basics for Christian living. Number five. Be filled with the Spirit. Ephesians 5:18. Be filled with the Spirit. Everything I've said so far, this is what's going to help you do it. Because we've already said it's in the Lord and the power of His might. Jesus is God in the flesh and the Spirit is God in your flesh. Because He indwells you, right? He helps you and enables you and empowers you. This is the only way we're going to do this stuff. The Bible tells us there in Ephesians 5:18, be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess. What does wine do? Controls the thoughts and the speech and the behavior, doesn't it? What does the fullness of the Spirit do? It controls the thoughts and the speech and the behavior. Amen? That's the comparison there. And if we're filled with the Spirit, we won't be filled with the world. The only way we're going to do all this stuff we talked about right here is to get the help from God. I think a good study needs to be made of Galatians 5 every so often by every Christian about walking in the Spirit and not walking in the flesh, right? And if we can learn to get up every day and walk in the Spirit, because if we don't, we're going to walk in the flesh. We talked last week about Enoch walked with God. Walking in the Spirit is walking with God. If we don't walk with God and in the Spirit, we're going to walk in the flesh. We're going to walk in the paths of the world. We need the help of the Holy Spirit to do all of this stuff. So you're going to be strong and you're going to be obedient and you're going to be joyful. You're going to be loving. It's going to have to be in the power of His might. Right. How do I get that? Be filled with the Spirit. Filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. That's the only way we're going to be able to get it. That's basics for Christian living right there. Charles Spurgeon once said this, all the goodness that I have within me is totally from the Lord alone. When I sin, it is from me and is done on my own. But when I act righteously, it is wholly and completely of God. I believe it. Amen. I believe it when I do it myself. But whenever we do it in the Lord, we'll find out. I think that's pretty good right there. All the goodness we have is from the Lord. In my flesh dwelleth no good thing, Paul said. But in the Lord, that's the basis of Christianity right there. We can have that. The Lord saves us. Salvation is of the Lord, right? The Lord saves us, but then He helps us and enables us and empowers us and guides us and directs us and gives us everything we need to live the Christian life. He didn't leave us down here to do all this stuff by ourselves. Hey, you be obedient to those laws now. Hey, you're back to the Old Testament now. You're trying to keep the law in the flesh. And the Bible's already taught us that does not work. It shows us we need help. It shows us we need a Savior. So I got a New Year's resolution. I'm going to try to love everybody better. I'm going to try to be nicer to everybody at work. You're going to need the Lord to help you. You're going to need the fullness of the Spirit to do that. Amen. I'm going to pray for everybody every day, and I'm going to, you know, be nice and kind and, you know, and my church family too, right? We're going to need the power and help of the Holy Spirit to do all this stuff. I'm going to quit My besetting sin, I'm done with it. I'm going to obey the Lord and everything. You're going to need the help of the Lord to do that. It's going to take the fullness of the Spirit to do that. I'm going to witness to anybody and everybody and give out gospel tracts. The flesh will say, no, don't do it. And the wiles of the devil will keep you from doing it too. Fullness of the Spirit, Acts 1:8. Yeah, we'll get busy and we'll get bold witnessing for the Lord. Amen. Under the fullness of the Spirit, that is. So we got it. The basics of the Christian living here. I want you to be strong this year. I want you to be obedient this year. I want you to be faithful this year. I want you to be joyful and loving this year. Amen. But I know you're going to have to be filled with the Spirit to do that. And may God help us to do these things. We stand taller on our knees, someone has said. Is that true? We stand taller on our knees. Now, he's already said, stand against the wiles of the devil. I'm telling you, you'll stand taller on your knees. You know what that is? That's just humbly bowing before the Lord in utter dependence upon Him to help us be what we ought to be. He saved us, but He didn't leave us to do the Christian life by ourselves. It's in His power, in His might, by His Spirit. The arm of flesh, it'll fail us every time, right? So may we this year, every day, say, Lord, I need your help today. Galatians 5, maybe study that. I don't want to walk in the flesh, Lord. I don't want to walk in the paths of the world. I want to walk in the Spirit. I want to walk with God like Enoch did. And what did the Bible say about Enoch there in Hebrews 11? He had this testimony that he pleased God. Why? Because he walked with God. How are we going to please God? Walk with God. Filled with His Spirit. And let's look for it every day. The basics for Christian living. Let's bow our heads as we think about this. A lot of ground here, but it's just the basics for Christian living. Several things here, but it is the basics. You need to be strong as a Christian. You need to obey. You need to be steadfast. You need to be joyful and loving. But you're going to need to be Spirit-filled to do those things. And God gives us what we need. Dear Father, I pray now, Lord, you will help us and speak to our hearts here tonight. Lord, help us, God, to resolve to rely upon you and depend upon you and call upon you and lean on you every day, Lord, for the help that we need, God, to be the Christians that we ought to be and the church we ought to be. And Lord, speak to our hearts about this need tonight. And I ask it in Jesus' name this evening. Well, brother, come on and let's have a song before we pray.
Alright, if we could go ahead and stand one last time tonight, let's go ahead and stand one more time. We'll turn to 550 in your hymnals. I'll Live for Jesus, and we will sing both verses.
I'll live for Jesus. Day after day, I'll live for Jesus. Let come what may, the Holy Spirit, I will obey and live for Jesus. Day after day. Of mind until the day when Christ I see, I'll live for Jesus who died for me.
Amen. You may be seated.
Good choice to sing and Good song of dedication right there. Amen. Well, thank you all, to all that watched or listened tonight. I understand the live stream was audio tonight, not video. Something went wrong there, but I think several listened tonight. All right, we'll get our prayer sheets out.